ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian Papua New Guinean artist is being celebrated for his career to date with a touring show across the country. Multidisciplinary artist Yuria Bridgman splits his time between Brisbane, where he is based, and the highlands of PNG, where his family is from. He told Lucy Cooper that his PNG heritage has pushed him to continue as an artist.
Art school was really influential, but not as influential as going home and spending time with my family, my brothers, aunties, sisters, uncles, the whole tribe. And then we started making work together. And, you know, I have a nice studio in West End in Brisbane. But my connection to home back in PNG is the main thing that's kept me interested in art.
Your current exhibition is touring and it's in Townsville at the moment. Tell me a little bit about this exhibition and what exactly it encompasses.
It's a touring show of my survey show that happened at Griffith University Art Museum. So Griffith was the university that I studied at, and that was 15 years ago. So they decided to put on a show, I guess like a sort of the survey show of work that I've done since I graduated, which is a bit of an honor. We published a book as well that's available there as well. And it covers a lot of different stages, I guess, of my journey as an artist. I work in a lot of mediums. So, you know, I began doing a photography degree. That's what I was doing there. And then I moved into sculpture and sometimes, you know, performative works, and then into building structures and then working with my group up in PNG, painting. You know, in the last 10 years, I picked up painting. We work, you know, with the group. We're focused on our shield designs. Well, the show is called You Belong, Me Belong You, which in Pidgin, it's sort of a twist in words, which basically means you belong with me and I belong with you, or we belong together in that sort of a realm of things.
So you were born in Queensland, but really a lot of that art and influence is coming from your family's connections back in PNG. PNG is incredibly diverse between the tribes and the provinces. What particular things out of your family in PNG, you know, is quite distinctive in the art that you create, say, compared to other tribes and regions in PNG?
I'm from the Yuri tribe, so that's in my name as well, Yuri. And we're from the south region of Chimbu province in the highlands, and there's over 900 languages and tribes. In my time as an artist, I've just focused on sort of what I feel belongs to me, you know, and our tribe. I don't go really anywhere else, or, you know, I don't go anywhere unless I'm invited to, if you know what I mean. So we're from a region in the highlands where our history is very much built from history of tribal fighting and conflict. So these are our sort of our main things that we connect to.
You co-founded an artist collective mm-hmm. with your family members. Mm-hmm. What was the purpose of that collective?
When I finished art school, I felt a real pull to go back home because I wanted to continue doing art, but I felt that, you know, being in Australia is sort of, you know, I don't have a total connection to this place and I need to go and find that. So I started going back with my mum, and I met a lot of these cousins and uncles who I still work with today, and we founded this group together kind of very naturally. There wasn't really an intent. There was a time when I needed to build they said, you know, we want to build you a house. So when you can keep coming back, and we want you to keep coming back. And then they decided to build this grand sort of circular round house. And I was really kind of like, oh, you know, this house has got so much potential. It's such a statement, but what are we going to do with it? And then it just sort of like clicked. It's like, well, we're starting to work together. You know, let's start have what, like when the house was finished, said, I think this is a house that we're going to start making work in and have meetings about it and see what grows from it. It's an important base for our group as artists now, and we make work in there. So it's really kind of been probably the most, you know, important thing that we've done is we need to build this house, build this structure that will promote growth for us, not just when we're talking about making work or making paintings, you know, and sending them to a show, but personal growth.